Today, we are going to be talking about Civil War Comes to Texas. My name is Hakeem Brown, and this is Pop City Culture.
Welcome to the revolution.
Hey, 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 what's up, everybody? Boom, shaka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka-laka. My name is Reggie Brown, the podcast. And welcome back to the most listened to international podcast around the world, everybody, Pop City Culture. We got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about the Civil War that might be coming to Texas with the border going on. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. But first, everybody, let me introduce you to my older brother from the same mother. Hakeem Brown.
Hey, what's up, family, friends, and neighbors? My name is Hakeem Brown.
Yes, it is.
And this is Pop City Culture. Welcome back.
So,
we're going to be talking about the Civil War that might be happening in Texas due to the border wall.
Yep.
The governor there is...
He's upset, man.
Going up against Biden, giving him a little pushback there. So, yeah. So,
but
first, you know, I want to give a shout out to everybody. It's going to be a great year.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great year. We're going to have some great shows, some great episodes, some great scheduling, some great everything for y'all.
And I'm looking forward to it, too, because I'm going to be hosting big time.
You know, that being said, I'm going to have to turn it over here. So everybody knows, now we have our podcast set up in our basement.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, we got a nice little basement area.
That looks cool.
What do you think about the basement area?
I love it.
Reggie?
I love it so much. There's so much room. It's a little cold, but hey, there's still room.
I know,
okay?
Yep. I got my soda. I got my water right here. In fact, I got like a case of water, and I just bring down a cup of ice.
I know you do.
And
you be coughing so much, you need it.
You know, I get everything going with the ice, then I'm all set.
Yeah, you sure are.
But I like the setup, you know, it's pretty good.
I love it too. It's so cool.
I think I don't know if Savannah came down to see it.
I don't know.
I know Maya came down to see it.
Maya came down. She loved it. She gave it a thumbs up.
So,
I mean, she couldn't stop
talking about it. I'm liking it. Although, I'm going to have to tell you, everybody.
What?
It is a little bit cold down here.
Oh, it's freezing. Yeah. Oh.
Because it's like wintertime, so we have to put our hats on.
Gloves.
I don't have any mittens, but I got my bathrobe. I got my slippers. It's a little chilly.
Yeah, sunglasses.
Yeah, because in our basement, there ain't really no heat. You know what I'm saying?
There ain't no heat at all, man. I don't know. Grandma's cheap or something, you know?
Yeah, so.
I never seen nothing like it, but go on.
I'm going to tell y'all, just want to give you guys a heads up as to what's going on. This is our new setup.
Hallelujah.
We're loving it. We think it's cool.
It's very cool.
And
what?
That being said.
What?
We gonna move on to a little bit of the news.
All right.
All right, so first in the news, we got Texas abortion laws front and center in Biden's White House bid. Yeah, two Texas women were forced to leave the state to terminate non-viable pregnancies will be part of the Biden's campaign re-election campaign. So, you know, these two Texas women who were forced to leave that state to terminate their pregnancies will be the highlight of President Joe Biden's re-election campaign in the coming days, including in next week's State of the Union address. A minute long and narrated by Texas OBGYN Dr. Austin Dinard came out early this week to coincide with the 51st anniversary of the now overturned Roe versus Wade decision, which made the right to an abortion the law of the land. A Supreme Court pact by celebrity tax fraud Donald Trump during his presidency overthrew that law in June 22. Allowed many states to enact strict bans on abortions even when the mother's life is in danger. What say you, my brother?
I say, hey, if they want to get an abortion, they could just leave the state, right? I mean, there ain't no big problem. They just hop in your car and go into the state if you don't like it, I guess.
Yeah, well, this is like a big thing. And to be honest with you, I think a lot of Democrats are running on this.
Yeah.
You know, this is one of their things. They're like pro-abortion, and I think Republicans You know, the party tends to have the stance where they're against abortion.
Well, you guys are against abortion, ain't you?
What do you think about abortion?
I think if a woman wants to kill a baby, they can kill a baby. If they want an abortion, whatever, man. It ain't nobody's business.
Do you think it's okay to, like, kill a baby?
Yes, I do think it's okay. Whatever they want to do, it's up to the woman. Their body, their choice. But enough of me. What about you? Do you got a comment on this thing?
I don't have a comment because I ain't old enough to have kids.
Man, you a chump, man. Man, just say it, man. Coward,
I'm just
man.
Saying.
You ain't saying
I'm
nothing.
I'm just saying.
You ain't
I mean,
saying
you,
nothing.
You asked me a question, but I really can't.
What? Coward.
Can't answer it because
coward.
I just told you. I'm not allowed to have kids.
Man, shut up.
But if you wanna answer my brother, by all means, you go ahead.
I'm a man. I'm brave. That's why.
Anyways, next in the news.
Yeah, you go on.
Cheyenne woman sentenced for fentanyl distribution linked to local death. So Cheyenne, Wyoming. Alyssa Florencia Sloan, a 23-year-old Cheyenne resident, has been sentenced to 18 to 36 months for the sale and delivery of fentanyl. Her arrest in September 2023 followed a detailed police investigation linking her to a fatal drug transaction, according to court documents. In March 2023, Cheyenne detectives responded to the Derby Club upon discovering Justin Hayes, 31, deceased. An investigation led to 4 fentanyl pills found on Hay, along with evidence of consumption. Hay's phone revealed messages seeking fentanyl, including a communication with Sloan arranging a meeting at the Derby Club. What say you, my brother?
Say no to drugs, brother. Say no to drugs.
That's what I'm saying, too.
That's what I just said.
It isn't like people really need drugs. But
they need water and food.
For some reason.
They buy it.
They're like always trying to get the drugs. I don't know. I don't know why. Do you know why?
I don't know why, brother.
I don't know why either. I don't know why. I don't know.
Nobody knows why. Nobody.
But
God don't know why.
Next in the news, above average temperature to embrace Cheyenne into next week.
Man, Cheyenne again?
Yeah, Cheyenne, Wyoming again. Cheyenne residents can look forward to pleasant weekend and warm start to next week. As high pressure brings warmer temperatures and dry weather, according to the National Weather Service in Cheyenne. This weekend will be breezy conditions, especially in wind-prone areas like Arlington and Elk Mountains along the Interstate 80. Despite the breezes, temperatures will remain mild. Today's snowy and Sierra Madre range will experience scattered and numerous snow showers with additional accumulation of 1 to 2 inches expected. There's a chance of Cheyenne will see some snow. The rest of the area will see decreasing cloud cover this afternoon. I know you got something to say.
Yeah, it's always cold here. What do I care?
I know. We live in Massachusetts.
Every day is cold.
It's always cold here. Mm-hmm. We're always looking at snow. So we don't even bother. We don't even bother to even look.
Just get up and go outside.
Look at the weather because it makes no kind of sense.
It's going to be cold.
Right.
No matter what. Brother.
But guess what?
What?
Last but not least in the news.
Okay, go on.
We have Vince McMahon, WWE boss, accused of sex trafficking.
Say what?
Now listen to this. An ex-employee of World Wrestling Entertainment has accused the company boss, Vince McMahon, of sexually trafficking her to entice wrestling talent. Janelle Grant says she was also sexually assaulted at WWE in a case filed at the Connecticut District Court on Thursday. Mr. McMahon spokesman said the case was replete with lies and his client would vigorously defend himself. In 2022, he stepped back as WWE chair and CEO amid sexual misconduct claims. He was reinstated as chair of WWE a year later after the company had concluded an investigation into the allegations. What say you, my brother?
I don't even watch wrestling, so I really can't say much about this. You know?
I don't really watch a lot of wrestling.
I know, we don't.
Yeah, I guess wrestling's big. Is that still on TV, by the way?
Yeah, I suppose so, but I'm always on my computer.
Yeah, what do you usually do?
Playing games on my computer, man.
That seems like the census.
Everybody does.
Everybody's always playing video games.
That's right, it's fun.
On their computers. And that being said, my brother, that concludes our news.
Hey, yeah.
Yep. So next we're going to move on to the meat.
About time.
And the matter of our show.
That's right.
Which everybody knows
is
going
to be
what's going on in
Texas.
Down there in the good old heart of Texas.
Yeah,
so you know what's going on, right?
I know what's going on. They're fighting about that fence thing,
right?
So go on. What's up?
We've been talking about this for years now.
Ever,
I mean,
man.
You can go back and look. We had an episode of... what? Of the Mexicans coming over the border. And we did a podcast on that. Then we had that the Haitians coming over the border and the tent city. So you guys can go. I mean, it'd be awesome if you listen to it because we think it was pretty entertaining.
Excellent, excellent.
But now it's getting a little out of control.
Way out of control. Go on.
What's happening is the...
spit it out there, brother. Don't hurt yourself. Spit it out.
The governor of Texas...
Abbott.
He is... Hang on a second.
Are you looking it up?
Let me get all my papers here.
Yeah, okay.
Governor Abbott. He's upset because he's saying there's so many illegal aliens coming through Mexico that they can't sustain it, and there's so much crime. And I guess there's a lot of unsanitary stuff going on. And there's a lot of break-ins of houses and assaults and vandalism. And he's tired of it. So he said he's going to put up a razor wire fence. And apparently the president doesn't like it.
Well, he's the president. So the president can do what he wants, right?
I mean, if we look at this... You know, first we have to figure out this here.
What?
We have to figure out
what.
What is an invasion?
Invasions.
Do you know what an invasion is?
Yeah, when people invade your privacy.
My brother, do you know?
I just said when people come and invade your privacy when they're not wanted or something like that.
Well,
What?
An invasion is like when somebody is coming. All right, this is the average person.
Man, look it up.
They would say an invasion is...
Man, just look it up. Hurry up.
It says here, an act of invading, especially entrance of an army into a country or a conquest. But, I mean...
What do you mean? What? Because... Go on.
And here's an example of an invasion. I just looked it up. An occasion when an army or country uses force to enter and take control of another country. They are planning to mount an invasion of the north of the country. Looking at the dictionary, it makes it sound like it's an army, but...
Sure does, but what?
Is an army coming in, or is it just people looking for a better place to live, looking for asylum?
People looking for asylum, better place to live, you know what I'm saying?
Well...
Go on, I hear what you got to say.
We're going to have to look further into this, so...
All right, go on, because I really want to hear what you got to say.
You know, everybody, a lot of people not from the U.S. want to come to the U.S. because...
Everything's free in America.
Apparently, there's a lot of opportunity here.
That too.
And a lot of free stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, because I said it was free.
And it seems like every state is now becoming a border state. So they come in from Mexico, these illegal aliens coming from Mexico, then they get shipped to other states.
Well, that's what they do, right?
Yeah, a lot of the other states don't like it.
Well, they're sanctuary cities, so they're...
Now,
you know, what?
Reggie, what do you think the number one...
What?
The number one thing for the government is to do is...
Protect us, right?
Yeah, keep us safe. So, number one is to secure the border. That's what they say, secure the borders. Now, apparently in Mexico, President Biden has not done his job. If this is... part of his job is to secure the border and keep people safe. So,
but he can let people in if they want freedom. What?
The governor.
What's he got to say?
Let me get his name up here again.
I think it's Abbott.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas.
Yep.
So he is pretty upset. So he decided to put up...
Oh, what'd this guy do now?
The
what?
Razor fence.
I heard about that.
I guess that's hard to get through.
It's definitely hard to get through. People are getting hurt.
Yeah, do you think you can get through a razor fence there, Reggie?
Heck no, I can't get through. What are you, stupid man? That's like a razor fence, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty tough. You get cut.
Yes, you do. So you get cut and more cuts.
He put up the razor fence, but I guess President Biden sued him.
Yeah,
supposedly,
he did.
If I'm understanding this correctly, President Biden
sued him big time.
Sued him and said to take the fence down, allow the federal agents and the federal workers to cut the fence to allow people to come in. He said it's safer for them
because it is safer. You're gonna get cut if you go through the fence.
Okay, so wait, calm down, Reggie.
What? I'm gonna calm down.
It also went to the Supreme Court, and they said to take the razor thing down.
And Texas should listen to him. Take the fence down.
Yeah, so right now there's a showdown on the banks of...
Of what?
Rio Grande River. And the enforcer, you know, they're trying to enforce the law and secure the borders. This is the people in Texas. I think the governor deputized everybody. So he said if anybody comes through again, they're going to get arrested. That's the bottom line.
And they're going to get cut if they leave that stupid razor fence up. They need to take it down.
Yeah, so...
So go on. I want to hear what the stupid stuff you got to say.
I don't know if you know this, though.
I think I know what you told me.
But there was a letter wrote by 10...
Oh, I heard about this, but...
People.
But I didn't hear it. Read it.
Who had worked in worked for, I believe it's the FBI. They wrote a letter. They're all retired. And the letter was basically saying there's an invasion and a threat to American security.
Go ahead.
And these people ran the counter-terrorist division and a lot more. They dealt with so many different agencies. So they know what they're doing.
Yeah, maybe. Go ahead.
So, you know, like I said, about 10 of them wrote the letters to the leaders of the Homeland Security and a few other people. And they said, the lights are blinking red. This is the words they use.
Man, just shut up and read it.
They said, an invasion is imminent, and the people who are coming in are men who are military-aged men, and they're coming from China, Russia, and the Middle East. They also said the U.S. has never suffered an invasion until now. So according to these guys, it's an invasion.
Man, they are freedom lookers, freedom walkers. You know what I'm saying? They want freedom. What you got to say now?
We have predicted this on our show, too. We have predicted. You can go back and look. Even a few weeks ago, we talked about this.
Okay, I got to lie.
So we've been warning people that something like this could happen because, you know, we could see what's going on.
Yeah.
We actually have this guy. he's sort of like a psychic. He has these dreams, and he tells us, hey, put this on your podcast.
Yeah.
And
that guy's something.
The stuff he's saying that could happen, that could possibly happen.
We can't say it.
With the illegal aliens coming in.
All right. Scary.
We're not going to go into details so we don't give people ideas.
Yeah, we don't want nobody getting ideas.
But he was saying that, yes.
Yeah, and it's scary.
According to his dreams.
Scary stuff.
Terrorists have come into the country.
I believe it.
Now, this is his dream. We can't confirm or deny it.
Nope, can't.
So don't come down on us.
Don't do it, people. Don't
but
do
this
it.
This is what he says. And he's been pretty much 99% accurate.
99.9 a million.
He said, we have been invaded, and they're waiting for a time
and a
to
place.
Come out.
It's dangerous,
so
scary,
man. We should be pretty scared.
Yes, we should.
So anyways,
go on.
In Texas, the Texans said that a lot of the illegal immigrants are coming in through Shelby Park, and that's pretty much where they're trying to secure the location. And, you know, like we said, Biden refused to secure the location. And I don't know if you know this.
Well, tell me.
But about 10 million illegal immigrants have come into the country thus far.
Man, come on.
Do you know that?
No, I don't know that, man. We get your facts from. Go on.
That being said,
what?
The Texas governor said, no, this can't be allowed. So he's blocking all the federal agents, telling them they better not cut that wire because we're just going to put it up.
Yo, he's a hater.
He's afraid.
He's a hater.
Because, you know, there are people who have not been vetted. They have not been screened. They don't know if they have diseases. Nobody knows if they're getting shots.
You don't think he's a hater, brother?
And go on. And Abbott took matters into his own hands.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's what he did. He booted out the feds. What say you?
I say he's a hater. I say people should be able to come in here anytime, any place they want. They got the right because we got the money and we can feed them.
So like I said, Biden sued Texas and told them to knock up. Big thing.
Yep.
He gave him 24 hours. Now, this was 24 hours yesterday.
I got to see what happens.
So today, you and I thought we'd be seeing some drama unfolding on TV, right?
Yep, some OK Corral kind of stuff, like you know, out of the wild, wild west kind of stuff that you'd be seeing in movies.
Yeah, so what's going on?
I don't know what's going on.
Biden drop his guts or something? Because now he's saying another 24 hours. 24 hours from now.
Yeah,
what's he
going to
do?
Yeah,
push the ball further down the street?
Yeah, this is true. Yeah, brother, I got to agree with you there.
You know, Reggie.
What is it?
Reggie, I'm saying if you're gonna make a threat, follow through on the threat.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be sitting here dilly dallying around.
Don't be a punk.
If you say it, mean it, and do it.
Be a gangster.
Otherwise,
what?
In my opinion, President Biden's looking like a chump.
I ain't gonna lie. It does look so chumpy.
So I mean, he shouldn't be making threats. Threats of of possibly
what, man? I gotta hear
it. All right. So Reggie.
What?
Yeah. You know, the threat is, I believe we all have coming to the conclusions. I think the president said or else. Which basically means, is he going to have the military come down and force everybody who's protecting the border to stop doing what they're doing and allow the people from Mexico in? Is he going to do that? And if he does, here's a big question. Do you want to hear the big question?
What's the big question? What is it?
Is Biden going to
what?
Have the troops that he sends down to Texas fire upon American citizens just trying to protect their border?
I think he probably will if he's on
well,
do
that,
his thing,
that's the big thing.
Because that'd be a civil war.
25 other governors from other states have signed this resolution standing, saying they're standing by Texas.
I don't know why, man. They need to stay in their own lane, man. Texas is Texas.
Now,
you know what I'm saying? What?
I want to read this to you so you know what's going on.
All right, read it.
Governor
to me.
Greg Abbott wrote this letter.
I got to hear this.
He wrote this letter.
I got
to
hear it.
I think he gave it to the president or somebody.
Spit it out and read it. Come on.
So here's the letter. I don't know if everybody's read this letter.
I don't think anybody's read it, but read it for me.
Bear with me, because I want my brother's input on it.
Just hurry it up, brother.
He wrote this January 24th, 2025. The federal government has broken the compact between the United States and the states. The executive branch of the United States has a constitutional duty to enforce federal laws protecting states, including immigration laws, on the books right now. President Biden has refused to enforce those laws and has even violated them. The result is that he has smashed records for illegal immigrants. Despite having been put on notice in a series of letters, one of which I delivered to him by hand, President Biden has ignored the Texas demand that he perform his constitutional duties.
What else you got there, my brother?
President Biden has violated his oath to faithfully execute immigration laws enacted by Congress instead of prosecuting immigrants for the federal crimes of illegal entry. President Biden has sent his lawyers into federal court to sue Texas for taking action to secure the border. And there's more. What say you?
I guess, he's the president. He can do whatever he wants to when it comes to the border. It's his decision. We voted him in, right?
Okay. So let me read number two.
All right, go on.
President Biden has instructed his agencies to ignore federal statutes that mandate the detention of illegal immigrants. The effect is to illegally allow their en masse parole into the United States. What say you?
I don't really know, man. I ain't no lawyer. All I'm saying is they should be able to come in here.
Okay. Now,
go on.
Number three.
What's number three? Go on.
By wasting taxpayers' dollars to tear open Texas border security infrastructure, President Biden has enticed illegal immigrants away from the 28 legal entry points along this state's southern border, bridges where nobody drowns, and into the dangerous waters of the Rio Grande. What say you?
I think they're just trying to blame everything on Biden. It ain't his fault.
Reggie.
What?
So, this is towards the end. Under President Biden's lawless border policies, more than 6 million illegal immigrants have crossed our southern borders in just 3 years. That's more than the population of 3.3 different states in this country. This illegal refusal to protect the states has inflicted unprecedented harm on the people all across the United States. James Madison, Alexander Hamilton, and the other visionaries who wrote the United States Constitution foresaw that states should not be left to the mercy of the lawless president who does nothing to stop external threats like cartels smuggling millions of illegal immigrants across the border. That is why the framers included both Article 4, which promises the federal government shall protect each state against invasion, and Article 110, that Clause 3, which acknowledges the state's sovereign interest in protecting their borders. Arizona versus United States, 567, U.S. 387, 419, 2012.
Okay, now, what else you got there, brother? What else?
This is the last paragraph.
All right, go on.
The failure of the Biden administration to fulfill the duties imposed by Article... they're using Roman numerals, so I think this is IV. 4 has triggered Article 110, Clause 3, which reserves the state the right of self-defense. For these reasons, I have already declared an invasion under Article 110, Clause 3, to invoke Texas constitutional authority to defend and protect itself. That authority is the supreme law of the land and supersedes any federal statutes to the contrary. The Texas National Guards, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and other Texas personnel are acting on the authority as well as state law to secure the Texas border. Greg Abbott, governor of Texas. My brother, you tell me what you got to say right now.
I think it's all President Trump's fault. Yeah.
Why?
Because he was president and he should have fixed it.
Okay. Whatever, man. Right. Bottom line is...
What?
I feel, the border's not being secured, obviously. I mean, that's quite obvious. Are you telling me you can look at YouTube and some of the news and you can see people coming in and you think that's okay?
It's probably fake news.
Why?
Because I don't really see it in live time.
But everybody can't come in here, Reggie. Do you think the United States people can sustain so many people like that?
Yes, we can.
Why?
Because we're rich. We got the money. We should be able to do it.
Do you want to give money to them right now?
I can't give no money.
Why?
Because I'm poor, stupid. What you think?
Okay, Reggie.
Man, I got no money.
Reggie, anyways, Reggie.
What?
You know, the bottom line is people are upset.
What?
People think there's going to be a civil war. They think something bad is going to happen, and it's going to break out.
There probably is going to be a civil war, because everybody's
and
upset.
And we're going to be in the middle of it.
Yeah, we are. But we'll be doing our podcast, too, right?
You know, no matter what you say, the border was secure when Trump was president, so there.
I don't know what to say after that. What you got to say?
That, my brother...
Is what?
Brings us to that time.
What time is that, brother?
Come on, man.
Okay.
You know what time it is?
Yes, my brother, I know what time
it
is.
Do you know what time it is?
Yes, I know what time it is. It is time for
the words of wisdom.
Take it away, my brother.
Right now, we live in a society that is governed by hatred. Hatred between parties, such as Democrat and Republicans. It seems as though in the last 20 years, no side can really communicate to talk to each other. Now, these grown-ass adults who should be mature enough to act like they got some common sense and self-respect and decency and class, they should act like they actually care about people and the United States. But instead, they're lining their pockets with money and sitting on their chairs of power hoping nobody will vote them out. Well, you know what I have to say? Shame on you. Shame on them for being jerks. They do not care about the United States, obviously, or our safety, or financial security, or our future. When it comes to the border, obviously, we have a real problem. We got a real situation. You just can't let anybody walk in without knowing who they are. And people should not be able to walk in at any time just because they want to live here. No more than anybody can walk in off the street into your house and say they want to live there. It's not a difficult situation when it comes to the border, but one that takes character and common sense. Right now, we need a strong leader, but maybe we need a new government, a new way of seeing things as well. Perhaps we have evolved beyond the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, which gave birth way back in the Stone Age. In any case, this has to be fixed, and people need to come to the table and talk like they got some sense, because this is ridiculous. What's going on in the world, what's going on in the United States, and what's going on in Texas, and what's going on in Washington, D.C. People want safety and security in the United States, and with that should come a sense of value, respect for one another. Respect for their opinions, their beliefs, and who they are. But where do we start? How about we get a mirror and look at their reflection? And see if you can change that first. And those are my words of wisdom.
Thank you for those words of wisdom, my brother. That was very enlightening. Look in the mirror. That's where it starts. That's funny. I'm going to pass baton off to you so you can take us out.
Thank you for joining us here on Pop City Culture. And remember, you can listen to our podcast any time of the day, morning, noon, and night. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and if you did, give us a like and subscribe, and don't forget to follow us. And as always, remember Pop City Culture, where we give you 3 cups of sunshine and what, Reggie?
And a pinch of black attitude.
That's right. All right, everybody, listen. I'll see you later here on Pop City Culture next time. Peace.
Yo, man, I still can't get over what my brother said. You want to know where to start? Pick up a mirror and look in the mirror. Look at your reflection, I mean. Anyways, Pop City Culture. Always delightful, always insightful. See you next time.